Okay, the boys side today's daf is Kif Samach Hey. We're holding the fourth line from the top of the Umid, where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, "Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer Hakol Kiminhag Hamadina." Remember, the Tanakam is the one that introduced the concept of two different types of shtaris, a get poshet and a get mekusher. Comes again Reb Shimon Gamliel and he says, "Oh, it all depends on the minhag Hamadina." Pretty more of a Tanakama, less like minhag Medina. Reb Shimon Gamliel is being mechadish something. Everybody knows you go basa the minhag Hamadina, legabi which shtaris you use and which ones you don't use. What is the custom in the local places? So what does Reb Shimon Gamliel come to tell us? Says the Gemara Omer Ravashi that there is a machloikis between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon Gamliel. However, it's a very narrow, focused machloikis. And explains the Gemara Omer Ravashi. Be'asu the nehigi poshet. The Omar lay Ovid li poshet. The ozel Ovid lay mekusher kipeda. Which means, if you have a town where the minhag hamakom was that everybody only wrote gittin pishutim. Remember, what is a get poshet? A get poshet is your a poshet a get, a regular shtar, nothing special. The get mekusher is the one that has all of the complications. What are the complications? You had to have at least three folds. You had to have at least three edim. The edim had to sign on the back. We'll see in Mir Tashem. The altar had yesterday in the Gemara that they the altar, the date was different. Yes, Rabbi points out correctly. We learned yesterday in the Gemara that the date was different than the get mekusher. All of this is because of a few koyhanim kapdonim, difficult kehanim, that we were afraid that they're going to get upset at their wives, give a quickie get, and it's going to be all over. They'll never be able to be remarried because a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha, not even his own gerusha. Aha. So because of that, they had to have a get mekusha. Our Gemara tells us that this was not a universal custom. Some places they had a get mekusha, and some places they didn't. Shizok Ravashi, be asked the Nigi Parshat. In those places where they only had your regular, normal shtar. The Omalei, and the person who commissioned the shtar, said to the Soifer, Ovidli Parshat, please go and prepare a shtar Parshat, a get Parshat. The Ozl Ovidli Mekusher, and the Soifer did not follow his instructions, and instead made the more complicated, complex shtar Mekusher. Kepeda, we can assume that the person who made the request, the person who commissioned the shtar, meant davke poshet, because that was the minig, that's what he asked for, and therefore when the sefer wrote a mekusher, no good. In a place when the higi mekusher, where the minig was that every time people wrote a shtar mekusher, the omelay, ovenly mekusher, he asked him to make a mekusher. Can we help you, my friend?
Okay.
To get out of the shul? Please go straight ahead.
Sorry.
No, you're doing fine. Just keep on going straight, 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 and you'll find the way. Akol b'seder. Just go straight ahead. Straight ahead. Nehigi mekusher. If they told him that the minig was mekusher, the omelay ovenly mekusher, and they told him, go and make for me a mekusher. In other words, the sofrim in that town, everybody wrote mekushers. Apparently this was universal, or at least for all kehanim, they wrote mekusher. And this person said, I want a mekusher like the minhag hamakom, shkoya chirdun. And what happened? The ozel ovid leparshit. And the sofer ignored the instructions, and he wrote a get parshit instead of a get mekusher. Again, kepeda. We could assume that the person who commissioned the shtar meant what he said. The minhag is mekusher, write a mekusher. This is according to Kuli Alma, no machlokes. So where's the machloikis between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon Gamliel? He peligi be'asin nehigi be'parshit u'mekusher. Oh, this was a type of town where you could request a parshit, you could request a mekusher, do whatever one you want. The Amalei, and the person who commissioned the shtar, said to the soifer, Ovidli parshit, please write a get parshit for me. The other Ovidli mekusher, and the soifer ignored the instructions and instead wrote a get mekusher. Now the question is, when he requested a parshit, did he mean davka parshit? Or did he mean to say to the soifer, today is going to be an easy day for you, Don't worry about the get mekusha. I know how complex, how complicated. You can make a pasha to get. And guess what happened? The Ozl Ovelay Mekusher and the Soifer made a Mekusher anyway. Is this Shtar kosher or not? That's the machloik between the Tanakama and the Pshim Gamliel. Mar Sovik Peter. The Tanakama says, since the Minigamachim is to do either one, and he said, I want you to go make a Poshet, he meant make a Poshet. And if he makes a Mekusher, no good, not a good Shtar. And Pshim Gamliel says, no, it's just being Maramokim. The word Maramokim is a borrowed term from another case that we're going to see in the Gemara shortly. But basically what he's saying is, I was giving him either option, but I was making it easy for him. You don't have to make the difficult Shtar Mekusher, which has all of these legal complexities. You have to go and fold it over, and you have to sew it, and the Edom have to sign on the other side. There's got to be at least three. And you have to go make different dates. No, make it a portion of Shtar. It's easy. However, the Sofer wants to write him a Kusher, gives him tight, especially if he doesn't charge him any more. You want to make it more complicated, it's your headache. But he was just Maramokim Uloi, he was giving him either option. That's the machloikis between the Tanakama and Pshim Gamliel. And Pshim Gamliel is the one that's Mekel in our Mishnah, who says Maramokim Uloi, and therefore the Shtar is a Kusher of Shtar. Jokti Yumara, Amar Abaye, Pshim Gamliel, Pshim Reb Luzer, Kilisvili, Mara Mukamulai, Pshim Gamliel of our Mishnah, Pshim and Reb Luzer that we're going to show in a moment, all hold that when a person gives an instruction and the Shliach doesn't follow the instruction, however, it may be Letoivasoi, it's for his benefit, no Kepeda, but Mara Mukam Hulai. And being more expensive. Reb Shimon Gamliel held the Amar. That's what we just had. Now, Reb Shimon Gamliel said that even though he told the Sofer, you can write a Parshat, and the Sofer decided to go and make a complicated Get Mekusher, also good, no problem. Reb Shimon Ditnan, Reb Shimon Oymer, Im Hitta, Lishvach Arizum Mekudeshus. What's the case over here? A Chosin sent a letter, a potential Chosin sent a letter to his potential Kala, and he said to the Kala, I want to go and marry you. And do you know how much I'm willing to give you for the marriage? I'm going to go and send you a dinner shel kesef, a silver coin, a dinner. Okay? She was masked. She, however, could not participate in the marriage ceremony. She was busy. So she went and sent a shliach on her behalf. And guess what happened? She told the shliach, shliach, my chusin is going to go and give you not a shava pruta. He's going to go give you a shava dinner shel kesef. That's a very nice amount, a dinner shel kesef. Fine, zayigit. Instead, the chusin gave her a dinner shel zahav, which is much, much more valuable than a dinner shel kesef. And the shliach takes it home. The question is, mikudeshes or ain't mikudeshes? Since when the Isha appointed the shliach, she said to the shliach, only accept a dinner shel kesef. And she got a dinner shel zav. Obviously, everybody would agree the dinner shel zav is more valuable than the dinner shel kesef. However, the instruction, the letter of authority, the power of authority was to go and accept a dinner shel kesef, not a dinner shel zav. Mikudeshes or ainim mikudeshes? Says the Gemara that it's a machloikis. And Reb Shimon holds im hitta lishvach. If the instructions were not followed to the T, however, it was for the benefit of the kala, because she benefits by getting zav instead of kesef. As the mikudeshes, the kedushin is effective because we say that although she said to the shliach kesef, it was maramokim ulay. Maramokim means I'm making it easy for you. You only have to bring me a matbeah shel kesef. If, however, the chosim wants to give matbeah shel zav, avada navada, that's certainly good according to Reb Shimon. Therefore, Reb Shimon also holds maramokim. Yes, Barry.
Yes.
So,
does anyone dispute that within, as it were, the value of a dinner of zav is a dinner shel kesef? No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, if the instructions were only accept 100,
mm-hmm,
and the person gave 200,
right,
then it would clearly be mikudesh. Would anybody dispute it?
You see that you're not talking about a regular kedusha, you're talking about a shliach. And since Gemara is saying Reb Shimon Oimer, there's a Tanakama that disagrees and says that if she appointed the shliach and said, go and accept a dinner shel kesef, and she accepted the dinner shel zov, the kedushin would not be a good kedushin because the shliach didn't follow the mishalech's instructions to the tea. And we have the same case now by Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar, that now we learned in the Mishnah, ish she'omer iskabel ligiti mimokim ploini v'kiblu lo mimokim acher. Pas Reb Elazar machshir. Why? Marsava kapeidu marsava maramokim hu. Why? We have a situation over here. An isha that said to a shliach, I want you to go and accept for me my get. Where is the chosin? Where is my husband who's going to give you the get? He's in Mokum Pliny. Where's Mokum Pliny? Ich weiß, in New Jersey. Go and get New Jersey or go and get the get. Instead, the kibul law, the shliach, found out that the husband is not in New Jersey. He's in Connecticut. And he went to Connecticut and he got the get over there. In both cases, he got the get. In other words, what he would get it in New Jersey. What he gets in Connecticut, amazing, he got the get. Is it kosher or possible? Tanakama says possible. Since she said, I want a davka in. She didn't say davka. She said, go and pick it up in New Jersey. Her kavana was New Jersey. Reb Elazar says, God, does she really get New Jersey, Connecticut, Florida? The important thing is, he gets the get and finished. His marriage is over. Gendik. Does she get? And if Reb Elazar is machshir. That's the expression of maramokim ulai, that she is telling the shliach, you don't have to travel throughout the whole world to go and find my husband. I'll give you an idea, he's in New Jersey. It turned out he wasn't in New Jersey, he was in Connecticut. But the point is, she is only giving options, helpful suggestions and instructions. But none of this is, I paid him, Mustafa, like, nay, 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 it's got to be Dafka over there. I could care less, New Jersey, Connecticut. Anyway, that's the machlokes. Why does Tanakama hold that it's possible? After all, does she really care? So Shishbam, there is a svara in the Tanakama as well, because what she is saying is, nobody knows me in New Jersey. I've never been to New Jersey. I don't want to go to New Jersey. Go and get the get over there. Nobody's going to know that I am an Isha Grusha. In Connecticut, I have so many friends in Stamford and Westport and here and there in Connecticut. Everybody's going to hear that I'm a Grusha. They're all going to look upon me as a Nebuch. Nebuch, I couldn't hack it out in this marriage. Therefore, I don't want this blemish on my record. So it wasn't just a Maramokim, it was Takik Peda. And therefore, if you accept it in Connecticut and not in New Jersey, it would not be a good get. Those are the three Mandi Yom, Rav Shimon Gamliel, our Mishnah, Rav Shimon by the Kedushin, and Reb Elazar by the Gittin. On to the next Shtikum. It says in our Mishnah that if a person wrote a Shtar Poshet, a Get Poshet, with only Eid Echad, possible. If a person wrote a Get Mekusher with two Eidim, possible. Because a Get Poshet needs two Eidim, and a Get Mekusher needs three Eidim. So Frank the Gemara adds, come on, who are you talking to? You're talking to children? We're talking to people that know the daf, that have been learning the daf now for years. Vishlam Mekusher Shekosu Vishnei Eidim Possel. To tell me that a Shtar Mekusher, if you only have two Eidim, is possible, it's Rich. So Kedai Techamin Hoyul Ni'al Mekusher, Hakanami Kosher. Kamashmul and the Possel. It's a big Kiddush. Torah says, Apishnai Eidim Yochum Dov. You don't have to have three Eidim, two is enough. Kolatari Kula, two is enough. Shtar Mekusher, you tell me you gotta have three. So I might think, okay, look at Chila, the Chacham, because of the Kehanim, Kabdonim, they said make three. But the Dievet, if you have two, Apishnai Maidim, it's kosher. So I would think, Kamashul on the Mishnah, if you don't have three, no good even Bidiyevit, Kamashul on the Possum. El Poshet, Shekosu, Boy Eid Echad. If you're telling me in our Mishnah that if you have a Get Poshet that only has one Eid, that it's possible, Pshita, everybody knows. Meretach du legabe Hilchas Momin is, or Hilchas Dobashabarva, you always have to have two Eidim, Apishnaim Eidim. How could even have a Havamina that one Eid would be kosher? It's a Pshita. Om Rabbi, Loi Nitzachad Afilu Eid Echad, Bechsavi Eid Echad, Bipeh. What happens if you have a Shtar Choyv, a loan, a note, a promissory note? Only one aid is signed on the bottom. However, there's another aid that's now being made bal peh. And the two of them, the one bechsav, written on the promissory note, and the one the bal peh, both of them are saying the same thing, that this shtar is good, and that there was a loan, and Reuven owes money to Shimon, etc., etc. So what's the halach in such a case? Zok the Mishnah. You can have echad bechsav, echad bepeh. It does not help out the shtar. The shtar is still not effective. Yeah, you have two Eidim that there was a loan. You don't have a two Eidim of a shtar. So he's telling me, what's the nafki minna between a loan or a shtar? Because if it's a loan, if it's a milva al peh, you can't be goyve from mishubodim or from lekuchais. If you have a milva bishtar, you can be goyve from lekuchais. And therefore, what the Mishnah is telling us is, even though I have one other aid that says, yeah, I was there at the time of the loan, I didn't sign on it, but I was there, it's true, 100%. Okay, I have two aidim for the loan, but the get parshit remains parcel. Why? Because it's not two bichsav, only one bichsav.
Would such combined aidus be strong enough to Torah from Bnei Chorin? Because the one on the shtar is certainly, he can collect from Kuchos and Mishubayim, true. But he also collect from Bnei Chorin, and the one Balpet can collect from Bnei Chorin. Going again, Teish Bacham Asayim Manit, that thing. Would shtar at least to be able to collect the loan from Mechos and Bnei Chorin?
When you have one Bechsav, one Balpet, both of them are saying that there was a loan, and therefore you can go, the Bezin can go on Paskin, there was a loan, and Reuven owes money to Shim. However, you don't have the benefit of a milva bishtar. Since you don't have milva bishtar, you cannot collect from Mishubad. So if there's a good loan and you can't collect from Mishubad, then where can you collect from? From Bnei Chorin. The only other nafkimina, says Rishbam, would be legabe the case of Parati. What means legabe the case of Parati? What happens if a malva comes to a loiva and says, loiva, you owe me money? Loiva says, Parati, I already paid. I already paid you. If the malva has a shtar, then the loiva is not neman to say that I paid, because then the loiva should have demanded that he tear up the shtar or give him the shtar back. Or like we learned the Gemara yesterday, mitamas mitashoiver, depends if you do write a shoiver, don't write a shoiver. But the best thing would be to go and get back the shtar. The fact that he holds still onto the shtar is a simon that the loiva did not pay. Says Rishbam, in our case, since this shtar is not effective, because it only has one signature, you have no taina on the loiva. Loiva, why didn't you demand the shtar back? The shtar is a chasma ba'alma, it's a worthless shtar. I don't need the shtar. You keep it. You hang it up on your wall. I don't need that shtar. You use it in the Beis HaKisei, excuse me. And therefore, I don't need it. And therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is another nafki minute between a one bichsav and one balpeh, that if the loiva says parati, then the malva is going to have to bring further proof that he was not poireya. The normal proof that he has, that I'm still holding on to the shtar, will not hold water over here, because the shtar is not signed by two edim, only by one edim. So therefore, according to Abaye, the Mishnah is telling us two chidushim by Poshet Chikosa by Eid Echad, that it's possible. Number one, that you cannot go and be goiva from Lekuchais from Mishabadim. And number two, that the loiva, if he says the Tana Parati, he will be Ne'aman, unless the Malva can go and prove otherwise, because the Malva's holding of the Shtar is worthless, it's Le'mal of Le'mayet. And that was a bay. Ameimar, Achshir be Eid Echad, Bechsavi Eid Echad Alpeh. A Meimer said that as long as you have one Bechsat and one Balpeh, this shtar is a good shtar, and you can be toyrif not only from Bnei Chorin, but even from Lekuchos. Aha! Omer Ravash la Meimer v'hod Abaye. What about Abaye? Abaye said a moment ago that it's not good. Omer Leilo Shmieli. I never heard of this Abaye's halacha. Kolei Leilo Shmieli. He did hear of it, but he did not accept it. Sorry?
It's an easy out.
A Meima says, I respectfully disagree. I disagree. Lois Firali. Great my Lakasha Masisan. Well, now we have a Kasha from the Mishnah. What was the Kasha of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that if you have a shtar, a get partial be eight echad, it's possible. Pshita. So according to Abaye, it's not so pshita. It's coming to tell us a chiddush in a case where you have one plus one. Talocha is Solkadai Techamin. I might have thought that it's Goshen, you should be able to be Goyvim Melekuchais. Kamashalon, it's possible. But according to a meme that holds that you Kataka can be Goyvim from Lekuchais based on one Bishtar and one Balpeh, is a Bazoi Masisan, what is the Mishnah coming to tell you that it's possible? What the Gemara has come to tell us is that if you only have two b'mekusher, it has the same status like eid echad b'poshet. That just like eid echad b'poshet is absul di'ayraisa, Shnai Mimakusher is also a psul d'oraisa. Now this Gemara on the surface is very, very shver, because the whole inyan of a get mekusher is based on a takana d'rabbanon, and the reason why they were mesakin that was because of the kohanim kabdonim, the difficult kohanim that were having difficulties in their marriage. If that's the case, the whole takana is d'rabbanon. So you're going to tell me, Chum said you have to have three. If you only have two, it's going to be possible with your eyes, sir. That doesn't make sense. So if you look quickly at the second Toisviz, Toisviz says, Sachanabi psul deraisa, love deraisa mamish. Come on, you don't really mean deraisa. The game of Kushman derabonan avikid, amali el. El mashavlad mamzim midrabonan, ki echid yama mamzim psul, pashid karle deraisa. For love dafka. What he means to say is, Avad, we don't mean mamish mamish deraisa. We mean the chachomim really put their teeth in it and said that this is absolutely no good under any circumstance. And in fact, if you look at the Rishbam on the fourth line from the top, Afshaim Shemakushe Tilo Olam Chacham Psula Diraisa, that what? Vimget Eina Migureshes, Vimshtar Milvahu Eina Torah Mishabdi. What he means to say is that this is not a din lichadchila, it's a din even b'dievet. So, if a person goes and gives a get isha, not a shtarchoy, a get isha, which is a get mekusha, which only has two eidim, okay, midrabban, rabban said, it's not a good get. But b'dievet, if he gave the get, it's good minatoyra. After all, minatoyra, a get only needs two, you don't need three. And therefore, b'dievet, it should work. At least it'd be asofik, migureshes. Nay. The Chum said, it's gorish, but gorish, from get, eidim, migureshes, it's zero, even b'dievet. And therefore, that it says in the Mishnah that Eid Echad B'Parshid is possible, that's a double Parshid, that's Pshita. So I get Parshid. Get Parshid about the one Eid B'Parshid is no good. It's a Parshid Echad. What the Mishnah means to tell you, just like Eid Echad B'Parshid is Gurnish, same thing, Shnei Eidim, again, Mekusher is also a Gurnish, Mit Gurnish, even Mit Yevet, it's not a good get. Eidim Mekureshet, if it's Shtar Milvi, it can be termed Mishabdi, so Al's Gurnish, Mekuresh. Zokti Mora Teda says, Ameima, I'll bring you a raya that I am right and the Rabbaya is wrong. And now the Gemara is going to bring us a story that happened with Rabbi Yirmiyah, and the Gemara is going to bring four different versions of the same story with Rabbi Yirmiyah. And version number one is the one that Ameima is bringing, which is just like his halacha. Teda, the Shulchan Mitan, they send from the way Parshat Shat in the Gemara is they sent from Eretz Yisrael. However, the Rishash takes out the word mitam. We'll address that in a moment. Shulchan mitam, chavrai l'Rabbi Yirmiyah. As you remember, back on Daf Chav Gimel, Rabbi Yirmiyah had been expelled from the base of Medrash. Now the chaverim were saying to Rabbi Yirmiyah, "We need you, and therefore we're sending you the following shaila." Now, initially, Rabbi Yirmiyah was in Eretz Yisrael. That's why, in fact, his name is Rebbe Yirmiyah. Rebbe always identifies a person being an Eretz Yisrael Vicar, because if he's in Chutz Laretz, usually it would be Rav Yirmiyah. Anyway, so apparently when they expelled him from Bais Medrash, he left Eretz Yisrael and he went to Bavel. Azoi lent Rebbe Yanka Vemdin, and he brings a raya. Levi had the same thing. The Levi was originally in Eretz Yisrael, and he also had a problem, and he went to Chutz Laretz. So Shulchan Mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael to the Chaverim, to the Chavrai, the Chaverim of Rabbi Yirmiyah, sent to Rabbi Yirmiyah to Chutz Laretz. Eid Echad B'Chsav, V'Eid Echad Alpeh, Maushi Yitztarfu. Oh, our Shaila. One Eid B'Chsav, one Alpeh, can you Yitztarf the two? L'moshe L'gabi Yishtar Choyv, to be Toyref from L'Kuchay. But if I leave it in Tanakh, and there should be in Karl Chaloy Tiboy Allah, that for the Shnaim B'Chsav, Ushnaim Alpeh L'Mistarf. Who's this Rabbi Shimon Karcha? Who's the Tanakhama Rabbi Shimon Karcha? We've had this in the past. Rabbi Shimon Karcha and the Tanakhama have a machloikis, the following set of circumstances. What happens if you have two Edom coming into Besen? The two Edom come at the same time, but they say slightly different testimony. The first Ed says, on Monday morning, July the 3rd, I think it was Yud Tammuz, or if not, it was Tes Tammuz, what have you. On that day, guess what happened? I was in Bais Medrash, and I saw Reuven lending $100 to Shimon Monday morning. Okay, you second aid. I wasn't davening Monday morning. I was somewhere else. I was in Canada. I was in Dallas. I wasn't there. However, I was back on Tuesday morning, and Tuesday morning I saw Reuven lending $100 to Shimon. The common denominator of the two testimonies is that Reuven lent $100 to Shimon, and therefore Shimon owes $100 to Reuven. Can you be mitzarif these two testimonies? The one that said it happened on Monday, and the other one that said it happened on Tuesday. There's no mistake over here. The first one knows it was Monday. The second one knows it was Tuesday. It's not as if it's a problem with the Chodesh. It was the first day of Rosh Chodesh. 2 days. No, no. Everybody knows this was Monday and Tuesday. The question is, can Shimon now demand back payment of $100? So what would you say?
No. Two separate loans?
Two separate loans. What would you say? No.
No.
And Rabbi Dudi, what would you say?
Not so sure.
You're not so sure. Uri, what would you say?
Hasdei Machloikis.
I have one problem.
It's a machlokes. What's the machlokes? The Rabbanan say these are two separate testimonies. This is a loan on Monday, this is a loan on Tuesday. Says Rav Shimon Karcha, you're right. But at least the common denominator is that everybody agrees that Reuven lent money to Shimon.
It's not one davar. It's not one davar.
So therefore, you hold like the Tanakam. Duty that says that it's a machlokes, he brings up Shimon Karcha. This is the machlokes. The machlokes is not over here. They learn from Psukim and elsewhere in Masechta Sanhedrin. For those of you that are curious, we're going to get it to it in Mi'atzim in about 40 days, because another 10 days we're finishing our Masechta on to Sanhedrin and Mi'atzim. Anyway, Zadok Yimar. Alib in the Tanakam of Rabbi Shimon Karcha, the Tanakam of Rabbi Shimon Karcha that says that you cannot be mitzarev. Loiti boyalach. Then there's no shaila that one bechsav and one balpeh cannot be mitzarev. Why? Dafilu shnayim bechsav, ushnayim balpeh le mitzarevi. They hold that even if you have two bechsav, meaning one star from Monday with one signature, one star from Tuesday with one signature, ushnayim balpeh, one Yankel who saw the loan on Monday, Beryl who saw the loan on Tuesday, le mitzarevi. The two don't get together. Madach, when the two in such a case, where they're both bechsav, or toth balpeh, they're not mitzarev, and certainly in our case, we're echad bepeh. The echad bechsav are certainly not mitzarev. Eliki demoy lachal yudah b'shem ben karcha. Who holds that shnayim bechsav and shnayim malpeh? Who the mitzarevi? He holds that two bechsav, meaning one from the Monday day, one from the Tuesday day, whether it's both chsav or balpeh, makes no difference. The shnayim are mitzarev. Aval eid echad bechsav v'echad alpeh, maybe, loy mitzarevina. Maybe you can't mix milk and meat. Milk is kosher and meat is kosher. The two together don't work together. So, two eidim b'chsav, yeah. Two eidim b'alpeh, yeah. However, one b'alpeh, one b'chsav, maybe no. Eidim b'leishnom, maybe makes no difference. That's the shayla they sent to Reb Yirmiyah. Sholach lehus, Reb Yirmiyah responded, Ani eini kedai sheshalachtem li. I don't know why you're asking me. I am not worthy of being asked this shayla. Ella, but since you asked me, kachtas talmidchem, this is the day of your talmid, noita, it tends in the direction she'd start from. In other words, I'm not paskening 100%. If you're asking me my chavis das, what would be my judgment on the situation, I think that the two are mitzarif. So therefore, Ameimar, who said that echa bepeh, the echa bechsav mitzarif, he now has a tanya in the Messiah. Maybe not a tanya in the Messiah, but he has a case, a raya from Rabbi Yirmiyah that also held that the das noita echad bepeh would be mitzarev. So now lechoyra meimah taguta raya. It's omuleis. Abayi says back to meimah and not helchi kamasis in law. We talk at a similar shaila that they asked Rabbi Yirmiyah. However, it was a different set of facts and a different psak. The sholchu lecha v'rayi l'Rabbi Yirmiyah. Notice here it doesn't say sholchu mitam, and therefore the Rishash says that he thinks that the word mitam that we had on the fourth line is in error. Rather, Rabbi Yirmiyah was still in the same area wherever the besmedish was. He just wasn't entering the besmedish. So sholchu lecha, they sent him a note, they sent him a letter. Rabbi Yirmiyah, help us out. Sholchu lecha v'rayi l'Rabbi Yirmiyah, they asked Rabbi Yirmiyah, shnayim shu idu echad bebezin zeh, v'echad bebezin zeh. You have two that were made in Bezdin Echad, in one Bezdin, two that were made in a second Bezdin, and now the question is, the Bezdin has to go and be... Start again. Shnaim she'idu, Echad Bezdin Zeh, you have two Edim. One is Yankel, one is Beryl. Yankel is being made in one Bezdin here in Manhattan. Another one is being made, Beryl is being made in a Bezdin in Brooklyn. So you didn't have two Edim in front of the same Bezdin. Can you, and for some reason you can't get the Edim together, maybe one passed away, one moved away, one is traveling, and we need a Psak. Question is, can the two Bat Edim from Manhattan and Brooklyn get together? And they will say, well, the collective six of us heard, maybe Ein Bezdin Shokel, to make five, but maybe ask two of them, three of them to leave, but be mitzar of three together, and go and say, Hetzir Aboisai, you heard Yankel, you heard Beryl, let's be mitzar of them together. That's the shyly asked Rabbi Yirmiyah, can you do something like that? And they're explaining their shyly. I'll leave it to Tanakam, that Rabbi Nosin, like Tiboylach, that Philip Bechad Bezdin, and Amilar mitzarvi. What's the shaila? What's the machloek between the Tanakam Rav Nosson and Rav Nosson? Tanakam Rav Nosson is not legabe when the actual original event transpired, but when did they come into Bezdin? In other words, the machloek between Rabbi Shimon Karach and the Rabban that we had before was that the two Edim come in simultaneously Thursday morning, today, 9 o'clock, the two of them walked in together, Yankel and Beryl, to go and say Edis. However, Yankel said Edis about a loan which took place on Monday. Beryl talked about a loan which took place on Tuesday. That was the Shiloh we had a few minutes ago. This Machlek Reb Nosson and the Tanakama is different. Here it's talking about that both of them are talking about the same event. Both of them are being made about what happened last Monday. Yankel said, I saw it on Monday. Beryl said, I saw it on Monday. But the problem is that Yankel and Beryl couldn't get their act together to come to the Bezdin at the same time or on the same date. Yankel came in on Wednesday morning. Beryl came in on Thursday morning. Or, because Barry's upset that the Bat Edinim were only opened on Mondays and Thursdays, so Yankel came in on Thursday morning. Beryl came in the next Monday morning. Can you be mitzaref these two Edim? After all, the two Edim are supposed to come together and they came separately. Same machloikis between the Rabbanan and not Rabbi Shimon Karcham, but Rabbanan and Reb Nosson. Where the Rabbanan say, no, they have to come in together. You cannot be mitzaref Wednesday and Thursday or Thursday and Monday, even though they're talking about the same event, the same occurrence. They're both saying that the loan took place on Monday. But they have to testify concurrently, simultaneously, etc. Okay. Reb Nosson said, no, they can come in two separate days, it's fine. The important thing is that they talk about the same event that occurred. So getting back to our Gemara. Zhong Zay. I'll leave it, Tanakam. Remember, what was this story over here? The story over here was one was made in front of one Bezdin, the other was made in front of the other Bezdin, and we want to know whether two Bat Edinim came in Mitztarif to go and pask in the Shaila. I'll leave it, Tanakam, that Reb Nosson leave Tiboylach. According to the Tanakam, Reb Nosson, he holds that filu bechad bezdina nami loy mitzarfe. They hold that even if one aid comes on Thursday and the other one comes in on Friday or a Monday, they're not mitzarf in front of the same bezdin. The nevada, if one came in front of bezdin echad, the other came in front of bezdin sheni, the nevada can't be mitzarf. Marach in front of the same bezdin, they're not mitzarf. Certainly in front of two separate bezdin, they're not mitzarf. Elki tiboylach aliv Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson that holds Bechad Beidina, who the Mitztarfi, does he hold it in the same Bezdin? If they came on separate days, one came on Thursday, one came on Friday, they're Mitztarf, but maybe a Bechad Beidina le Mitztarfi, maybe two Bat Edinim there, not Mitztarf. Or maybe it makes absolutely no difference. One Bezdin, two Bat Edinim. The important thing is that they were made in front of Bezdin and the two Bat Edinim get together. Vishalach Lehu, and now Reb Yirmiyah responds, Ani Kedai, you shouldn't ask me, I am not worthy. She'at b'shalachtam li, that you sent me the shayla. Elektach das talmidcham noita. She'itztarfu. To me it appears that according to Reb Nosson, he would hold that it would be mitztarif after all. Anyway, bottom line is this has nothing to do with the shayla that we asked about eid echad bepev, the eid echad bechsav, and therefore says Abaye to Ameimar, the raya that you bring from Ibirmi is not a good raya because I have a different version of the story. Now, since we spoke about two versions, Igmar is going to tell us two other versions. Mar Barchi Omar Hachi Shol Chalei. A third version. Shnaim Shid Bebezin Zeh. Bechazu Eid Bebezin Zeh. Mar Shiyovei Echad Mikol Bezin Mi Yitztarfu. Two were made in front of this Bezin, and two were made in front of the other Bezin. So, what are we going to do now? We're going to go and ask, since we had, we need now a psak alocha, the bezin has to go and issue their psak. Two came in front of one bezin, two came in front of the other bezin. Presumably each one of the bati dinim could issue the psak. Maybe, however, one of the three dayanim is sick, maybe he had to travel away, maybe he's not available, whatever it is. So let's go be mitzaref, take a couple of dayanim from bezin one, and one or two dayanim from bezin two, be mitzaref them, mitzaref. Would this work? So I'll leave it. I'm not selecting to buy lach hashda edim mitzarfina on the yanami boy. Madach according to Reb Nosson, you're mitzarif edim. And edim, there's a svar to go and say that they have to go and be oimed lefnei Hashem. The omdishnei anoshel lefnei Hashem. The two have to stand together in unison, simultaneously, concurrently. Says Reb Nosson, nishkefelach. But you have it two separate days is also good. Dayanim, there is no such rule that they have to be dafka together simultaneously. So maybe the Yonim Yibayit, Chabadik Yimitzarif. Eliki Yimayil Chalirem Tarek Kamad Rav Nosson. Maybe Edom Hudulam Mitzarfinan. It can be Mitzarif. Edom. Ah, but the Yonim Mitzarfinan. Maybe the Yonim Yikam Yimitzarif. Edom Aloishtam. Maybe makes no difference. So the previous version was we asked Aliba De Rav Nosson. According to the new version, we're asking according to Reb the Rabbanim. Again, Shalach Lehu, Rabbi Yirmi said, Ani Eni Kedai She'atim Shalachtam Li. I'm not worthy that you should go and ask me. Elakach Tastal Mincha Noita She'it Starfu. I hold that Lechoyer according to Rabbanan, in such a situation, you could be Mitztarif separate Dayanim. Remember, each one of them heard a full Eidus from two Eidim. So they go and take one Dayan from here, two Dayanim from there. Ichalt Asigut. And the finals.
And this is Dayanim from, so it's four witnesses?
No, two witnesses.
The same as this can be separate courts. In this third case,
it could be separate, it could be the same. But the Maisa, they're now, we don't have the three Diyanim of one Bezin, we're being misarved Diyanim for two Bati Diyanim.
It's the same Inyan, but just we have two separate, either we have the same witnesses in two courts, or we have four witnesses, each testifying separately in separate courts.
And all testifying to the same thing, so we know that the testimony is accurate and correct and reliable. Only question is, we need three Diyanim to get together, so we want to go pick two from here and one from there. Can be Mitzarev, says Rabbi Yirmiya, Das Noita, you could be Mitzarev. And now the fourth version is second wide line. Ravina Omar, Hachi Sholchale, Shloishi Yashvu Lekai Meseshtar, Umeis Echad Mehen. You had three Dayanim who were being Mekai Meseshtar, what we call the henpik, where they are going and they are certifying, authenticating, notarizing, etc., the signatures. And after all the three were Mekabal the Eidus, one of them unfortunately passed away. Now the remaining two are now going to sign the henpik. The question is, what do you think? Should the remaining two write, don't be nervous about the fact that this henpik is only signed by two dayanim, the chayit should be signed by three. The reason is, originally we were taka three. Unfortunately, one of them has passed away. He's no longer available to sign. Or Lord, maybe it's not necessary. I think it would be advisable to go and write, but unfortunately, one of them has passed away. Now, Fitos the Gemara, the Aldo, and as a result of these four versions of the story, regardless whichever version it was, I will Rabbi Yirmiya Rabbi Midrasha, and Yirmiya was finally reinstalled, reinstated with full rights and privileges to the Beis HaMedrash. And the Rishbam reminds us that back on Daf Chov Gimel Amid Beis in Perek Lo Yachbar, Reb Yirmiya was ejected. What was he ejected for? Then the Mishnah said that if you find a nipple means a pigeon, hanimtza b'toy chamishim amma, within 50 amas of a shoivach, of a chicken coop or a dove cut, what have you, and you found now this pigeon within 50 amis, harihisha bala shoymach. If it's beyond 50 amis, harihisha moitzoi, anybody can go and take it. And the Gemara asked, why? If this pigeon is able to fly, what does it make? 50 amis, 60 amis, 100 amis, what's the difference? And the Gemara said it's talking about bimedadet. The medadet means that this pigeon was so young, it could not fly yet. It can only hop around and jump around. Said the Gemara, since it's only able to hop, it doesn't go beyond 50 amis. If it, you find it within 50 amis, it belongs to the Baal HaShoyvich. Beyond 50 amis is a simon that it didn't belong to the Baal HaShoyvich, it came from the Alma, and whoever finds it can go and keep it. And if Yimmy asked, what happens if the pigeon has two legs, Baruch Hashem? One leg was within the 50 amis, one was beyond the 50 amis. In other words, he's just on the brink. Just on the
border. Said
the Gemara, Boy Rabbi Yirmiya Ragli Achas Betoyach Gimel Amav Ragli Achas Chutz Chomishim Amav. Ma, what do you do? They threw him out. Why did they throw him out? Because they felt that these types of questions are a little bit, you know, a little far-fetched, and you're just causing you're a troublemaker. However, because of the fact that Rabbi Yirmiya apparently did tshuva, if you will, that he acted with such hachno'ah, with such humility, saying to them, I'm not worthy for you to even ask me the shaila, but since you ask me as your disciple, I will tell you that this is how my das is noita. I'm not giving you a psak. This is how I'm noita. This is the way I would think one should do it. They saw that he had really done tshuva, and they brought him back into the Mishmeresh. Now, on the surface, you learn these Gemaras. Sounds like Rabbi Yirmiya had one of these. He was a troublemaker. However, there's another famous Gemara where the reason why Rabbi Yirmiya used to ask these shailas, because his Rebbe, I don't remember which one it is, I'm sure Barry remembers, but the Rebbe of Rabbi Yirmiya was always quite down and depressed, apparently because of the political, economic, and military situation. And as a result, he was constantly coming to the Beis Medrash depressed, and there was as kind of a I'm sorry? Whatever it was. Anyway, so what happened was that Rabbi Yirmiya tried to go and bring in a little bit of lightness into the Beis Medrash to try to dispel some of the depression and recession on the faces of the Rebbe and the other Talmidim. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. Now again, we are focusing on Shtarais. And the initial part of the Mishnah is talking about shtaris where there is a contradiction in terms in the shtar itself. Kosov boy, it says in the shtar. Notice, if, for instance, even today, when people have to write out a check, you have to write out the check both in numbers and in words. The reason is because you want that the person should be absolutely certain what he's writing. What happens, in fact, if there's a distinction between the numbers and the words? It causes potential issues. So you have over here too the same thing. Kosabai, it was written in the shtar, Yankel owes Beryl, how much? Zuz in Meya, 100 zuz, the Einin Sloim Esrim, which equals 20 Sloim. Now this is very problematic. Why is it very problematic? Because a sella has in it 4 zuzim, or 4 dinners. Dinner and zuz are synonymous terms. So therefore, when it says 100 zuzim, since there are 4 zuz to a sella, it should say d'einan sloim esrim v'chomesh. 25 sloim add up to 100 zuzim. But it doesn't say that. It says 20 sloim. 20 sloim is equal to 80 zuz. So make up your mind. Does he owe him 100 zuz? Or does he owe him 20 sloim, which is only 80 zuz? Zoktimish ein loy ele esrim zuz. He only gets, he can only demand 20, he cannot get the 100 zuzim. Similarly, if it says in the shtar, zuzin meya, the einen flossin sloim, Yankel owes Beryl 100 zuz, which equals 30 sloim, which again is wrong, it should say 25. And it says 30. 30 would mean 120. And here say he only owes him 100. Einli elemon, he only gets 100, he doesn't go and get the equivalent of the 30. What this means is that in each case, the Toiveya gets the lesser amount. Because in the Reisha, it said 100 zuz, which is equal 20 Sloim. He only gets 20 Sloim. In the Sefer, where it says 100 zuzim, or I shouldn't say the Sefer, but the next case of the Reisha, where you have 100 zuz, which equals 30 Sloim, he gets the 100 zuz. Each time he gets the lesser amount. What's the Svarish, you get the lesser amount? because I'm waiting for chaver, right? All of a raya. The yad balashtala tachtoina. He's saying it's not a chiddush. We're not finished. Anyway, moitzach vei lavarai. But Rishbam adds one further connection. And he says, even if we didn't hold from Hamoitzim Chaveh Olavarayim, it's not as if the Dishtar is totally possible or ineffective because it's contradictory, because it's theoretically possible that the two are the same. How could it be the same? Today, of course, when we look at a coin, we don't look at the weight of the coin or the size of the coin. We look what's written on the coin. If it says on the coin that it's a quarter dollar, it's a quarter dollar. Even if half of the quarter dollar happens to be filed away or etched off or whatever, makes no difference. It says same thing for dimes and nickels, etc. However, the good old days where things went based on the weight, not just on the coinage or the mintage, you could have a quarter which wasn't worth a quarter, it was only worth 20 cents or 15 cents because part of it had been worn away. As they say in Yiddish, a bissel ugevetched. So what our Gemara is telling us is, if you look at the Rishbam, the first wide line, the reason why he only gets Chav Zuzim and not 25, Balashtar Yad Balashtar Tachtoina, V'moitzi Chamer Olav Haraya, and the Shema Kach Pirush, again now the second wide line, Shema Kach Pirush, maybe the real Pshat in the Shtar is, Me'ez Zuzim Geruim V'chaseirim. These were not 100 solid, freshly minted Zuzim. These are old Zuzim, which already grew, which are already inferior, but Chaseim are already missing some of their weight. They're only worth 20 slum. They're not worth 25. So you only have to pay him 20, you don't have to go and pay him 25. And the same thing is the guy that made the Inan Tlos in Slum. Maybe these Tlos in Slum were also Shvachara Slum, and therefore they were only had the, although it said on the mint that these are 30 slum, but Lamaisa they only had the weight of 25 slum, and therefore he only gets Meya, he doesn't get the 30 slum. Continuing the Mishnah Vayta. What happens if it says in the Mishnah, it says in the Shtar, Kesef Zuzin di Einun v'nimchak. Ah, it says Kesef Zuzin, I lent, Yanka lent a barrel Kesef Zuzin, which means at least multiple Zuzin. Zuzin, of course, is a Loshen Rabim. The Einun, that they equal, that they are blank v'nimchak. And that blank, unfortunately, got erased. It was obliterated, deleted, omitted. I don't know what you're supposed to fill into that blank. How much does he owe him? Ein pachas mishtayim kesef, or mishtayim. At the very least, he has to go and pay him two. Why? Because since kesef zuzin, miadrab mishtayim, he's got to go and pay him two. So I don't know what was going to be written in that nimchak line, but it makes no difference. L'chol pachas kesef zuzin. Had it said the einon meyer or something like that, he'd have to pay him a meyer. Kesef zuzin doesn't really identify how many. It just says Zuzim, multiple Zuzim. Could be $2, $5, $10, $100. So unfortunately, because of the Mechika, he can only collect two. Similarly, and now the Mishnah is going to repeat the same case two more times, not by Kesef Zuzim, by Kesef Siloim, to Einan, that they equal the Nimchak. And again, it's left out. Ein Pachas Mishtai, you can only collect two Siloim, you can't collect four Siloim. What happens if it says Dar Koinois? The Einun, that coin is which equal blank, the Nimchak again is left out. The Mishnah doesn't tell us how much dark coins are, but the Rishash says a dark coin is two shkolim. Anyway, the Nimchak edits also left out. Ein pochos mishtayim. Again, the minimum is two. And the Tveris Yisrael, the Pnei Shloim, the Rishash, or Muchenzach. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat the same case three times? One by Zuzin, one by Sloim, and one by Darkoinis. It's basically the same principle, since it's missing that Mechika, whatever the word was that was Nimchak, he gave him the minimum of two. Kozabay Milmala Mana, Umilmata Masai. What happens, you look at the Shtar, at the outside of the Shtar it says he owes him 100, and at the bottom it says 200. Or Milmala Masai, at the beginning it says 200, Milmata Mana, at the end it says 100. You go after the final writing, not the top, you look at the lower writing. Now you're saying to yourself, hey, didn't we learn a few days ago that Ein Yofinan, mi shura achreina, from the final line. The final line, you're not supposed to learn up any halacha.
Just the summary is the highlights.
Exactly. So says Rishbam, we're talking about that there was a kefil besides the shura achreina. In other words, it said it three times. One time in the upper, one time in the lower, and then that summary all the way at the end. But the summary we ignore, ein lemeiden mishita achreina. The reason for that, like Gemara said before, because I'm afraid of a ziyuf, somebody added an extra line in between the text and between the chasimus eid. Anyway, why do you go achar hatachtoin? The reason is because at the outset of the shtar, maybe they were still negotiating, still negotiations which were ongoing. Are you going to lend me 100? Are you going to lend me 200? Are you going to pay for this field 100, 200? So there were discussions still ongoing. However, by the time they finished writing the shtar, by that time negotiations had ended, and now the final word in the shtar, that's apparently what they finally agreed to. So regardless of whatever said at the outset, forget about, we only go after the tachtin. If that's the case, why do we even bother writing it twice? Why do we even bother writing it twice? Let it only write the essential terms at the end, don't write it at the outset. It's good to have an elyon and a tachton, just in case on the tachton there seems to be some sort of mechika, one letter fell off or whatever, and I'm not exactly sure how to read it. Oh, so then the elyon can shed light and clarify what it says in the tachton. See if there's a contradiction, ignore the elyon. However, if it helps to clarify the tachton, it's good. Let it clarify, let it explain what the tachton is saying. Zok Dimar, Tanabai, we learned in the Braisa. Omar Kesef, the Shtar says, Kesef, ein pochus medina Kesef. Then the smallest amount is, in other words, the minimum that he can collect would be a dinner Kesef. Kesef dinrin, the dinrin Kesef. What happens if the Shtar says that he owes him Kesef dinrim, or he owes him dinrim Kesef, ein pochus mishtay dinrim. Then at least you go and get two dinrim, like we had shtay dinrin Kesef, like we had in our Mishnah. If it says dinrim, the Mishnah says zuzim. Zuzim and dinrim are synonymous terms. You can collect two dinner kesef. Now that's if you wrote kesef dinrim. What happens if you wrote kesef bidinrim? Ein pochos bibishnei dinrim dehav kesef. In this case, you can go and collect two dinrim of zohav weight of kesef. In other words, not you collect two dinrei kesef, but you go and collect the amount of kesef which is worth the weight of two dinrei zohar. The obvious question is, where did he say that? He just said kesef bedinrim. Didn't say anything about dohav, zohav. And the previous case was kesef dinrim, he gets two dinrei kesef. Kesef bedinrim, now you have to measure it and weigh it in gold. What does one thing have to do with the other? So the Mar Mitchum tomorrow is going to tell us that there's a difference between dinrin and dinri. In other words, with the nun or without the nun. And this case that we're now quoting in the Gemara is not a kesef bin dinrin, it's a kesef bin dinri, or bin dinrei. Dinri or dinrei is a reference to dinrei zohav and not dinrei kesef. Stay tuned to Mi'achem to the Gemara tomorrow. Amamat. So the Gemara now again analyzes this price and repeats. Kesef, ein pochus medina kesef. It says in the shtar that Yankel owes Beryl kesef, then a minimum he has to go and give him a dinner of kesef. Freidim of Eimanasva, who says we're talking about a coin called a dinner kesef, maybe you're talking about a bar of kesef. Maybe that's what he owes him. According to the Gemara's kash is a bissel shver, because tefasta meruba loy tefasta, tefasta miyuta tefasta, hamoyz mechvela varaya. The assumption over here is that the bar is much larger than a dinner kesef, than a coin. So what's the most kasha in Manasseh? How can you go and demand more than a dinner kesef? L'chayra tefasta meruba loy tefasta, hamoyz mechvela varaya. Anyway, that's the bottom choice is, addresses those issues. But at least the Gemara is asking is, since it just says kesef, it doesn't say dinner kesef, maybe meant nascha, a bar of silver. It's talking about that it said in Nishtar that Yankel owes Beryl a matbeya of kesef. Oh, matbeya of kesef? Then he has to pay him a dinner. But maybe we mean a smaller denomination. Now, normally the word priti means prutois. Prutois made out of copper are usually not made out of silver. So what's the Gemara Shai Leim a priti? So the Tosis, this long Tosis that starts here in the bottom of the Amud, continues on the Amud Aleph. And in fact, if you want to take a look at the Amud Aleph Tosis, the continuation of the Tosis of the Amud Beis, if you look at about 10 lines before the end of that Tosis, Avul Hocha Parach Ve'ema Priti, right? Everybody has that Ve'ema Priti. Maybe eight lines to the bottom, or 9 lines to the bottom. Ve'ema Priti Pirush. The pshat in the Gemara when it says Ve'ema Priti, Dr. Goldfarb, it's on the Amud Aleph. Kuf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. It's the same Tosis. It's Sar Kuf Samach Ve'ema Beis.
6 lines before the end of the Tosis.
6, 7, 8 lines before the end of the Tosis. Ve'ema Priti Pirush. Mo'os Upen Yoinen the Isrin. The word priti in the Gemara is lav dafka. We don't mean pennies. Pennies are made out of copper. We don't mean prutois. We mean rather smaller matbeyas. And as we've said many times, the mnemonic to remember how many matbeyas was, you have doivev ches. What means doivev ches? You start off with a sela. A sela has in it dalid. Dalid means 4 dinars. Every dinar has in it vav, 6 ma'ah. Every ma'ah has in it 2 beis punjoinim. Every punjin has in it 2 isrim. That's the doiviv. 4 dinars, 6 ma'ah, 2 punjoinim, 2 isrim. And now an isrim has in it 8 prutais, 8 copper coins. That's why we call it Echad Mishmoina the Isser Hoitalki. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, it says Ve'ema Priti means dinner is not the smallest Madeya. Besides the silver dollar, you had at one time the silver quarter, and at one time the silver dime. So you have smaller denominations. So why do you say that it's automatically a dinner? Maybe it's a mo, maybe it's a punjoin, maybe it's an It's in a town where apparently the people there are quite wealthy, I assume, and as a result they didn't bother with the petty cash, with the small change, and the lowest denomination that they had in silver was in fact a dinar. But if you went to another town where they had smaller denominations of quarters and dimes and nickels, etc., assuming that they were made out of kesef, whatever the smallest denomination would be, that's what he would be able to be Teveya under this shtar. But since this is an asad, the minimum that they had was a matbeya of a dinner. Okay, since it says kasef, or matbeya kasef, he's entitled to get 1 dinner. Stop here to be continued. Mitzvah tomorrow, boys. Have a wonderful day.